Blog Talk Radio.
Roberto Cavalli stage. I'm looking like a sultan in my palace with my riches and Buffy the body made. I had a couple issues getting that bread up. Now I'm blowing that guap fast like the money ain't a thing. New convertible ghost with dealer tag. Mama wanted the range, my sister wanted the jag. The new Richie Rich of the game. These haters always try to hate when you're doing your thing. It's all good. Cartier Phoenix. The Hue got the baddest women in the world on my lap playing with my penis. Like I'm Hugh Hefner, Playboy. When she in the mood, I'm what she used for a Playboy. Shit, she probably part of the mile high. I don't tear the roof off, nigga, I blow a sky high.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and we're all the way live tonight. The house is packed. Because we got a lot of people tonight doing a lot of interviews. Tonight we have Love and Hip Hop Bambi. We also have our boy Blake live in the building. You know Blake from Little Rascals and also Full House. He was so adorable and so cute. And I loved him so much. And everybody thought that he also looked like Macaulay Culkin. But he is now buff, sexy, and he is doing his thing. And he has some new music out. Whole new album, whole new things, because we're going to talk about him, life after being a child star. So we're going to talk with him also. And we also have boxer Ty Burnett that's also going to be live in here talking about his match coming up soon. And we also have Lush Varsity. They are a dance troupe that empowers young women and things like that. So we're going to be talking to them. And we're also going to be talking about other things in the news in this past week. But we're going to go to the phone lines and see who we have live on the line with us. Denied. We have a caller from the 818. You're live in the Lush building. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is actually Blake McIver calling in.
Hey, Blake, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? Am I too early?
No, you're good. You're right on time, babe.
Oh, perfect. It's so good to be on the air with you.
Definitely, definitely. I'm really excited, super excited, because I am seriously like a fan of yours. I loved you. You were so adorable and cute. I swore that you and Macaulay Culkin were freaking twins or something.
A lot of people thought that. It's true.
I was like, wow. It would have been awesome to, you know, actually see you guys, like, play in, you know, like a movie together. It would have been crazy, you know, honestly.
I know. That was a missed opportunity, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So, Blake, I mean, now, I mean, you're super hot. I've seen your pictures, Blake, like, I know you're like batting people off with a bat now.
Well, thank you.
Definitely, definitely. Now, I mean, before we get deep into the interview, do you have any shout-outs or anything like that, Blake?
I'm just shouting out to the people that are listening on. From my Facebook page that I told to listen in, I just wanted to say hi to all my Facebook people and all my Twitter people.
Definitely, definitely shout-out to all of them. Now, Blake, you have been seen in Full House, Little Rascals, which was one of my favorites, and you've done numerous amount of shows and everything like that. Now, I know being a child star, it was a lot of pressure and a lot of things going on back then. What's the difference of being a child star and now, you know?
Well, you know, you kind of can't really figure it all out when you're little. It's, you know, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of responsibility, but you're just kind of trying to go about life. And then I think there's a moment happens when you grow up and you go, oh my gosh, what the heck did I do? And then you have to figure out how you're going to become an artist as an adult and actually, you know, what message you want to get out there. And so that's what's been exciting for me about this process.
Definitely. And, you know, when you were younger, you used to sing also, too, when you were younger, too. You had a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
When you were younger.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been singing a long time.
Definitely. Was that always your passion to do music?
Yes, that actually was my first passion. I was just really lucky to get all of these other opportunities that took me in various directions. But music was always my number one love.
Wow. So what actually got you into the whole industry in general as a child? What was the whole thought when your parents decided to say, hey, I know you were cute and everything. What made them say, hey, he needs to be in film.
Well, actually, my parents were both in the entertainment industry, so they didn't want me to have any part of it. But I just kept pushing and pushing, and I auditioned for Star Search, funny enough, when I was six.
I remember that.
I got on the show, competed, and actually won for the year for the junior vocalist. And so that's what got me into the business.
Wow. Now, there's a lot of trials and tribulations being a child star. A lot of pressure, different things. What was the hardest adversity? I know you talked about certain things. What was the hardest, like, you know, the grim side of being in the child industry at that time?
Well, the hardest thing for me personally was going back and forth between the business and then back to regular school. That was the hardest thing because it was like I was living a double life because I did a lot of, like, co-stars and recurring and, like, so I wasn't tutored the entire time. I would go back to regular school in between jobs, and that was impossible because it just, you didn't know where you were. Like, real life felt more bizarre than Hollywood life.
Wow. I mean, it just seems like it's a lot, and then as you get older, going in, it's like almost like Hollywood, once you leave that whole kid star situation, it's kind of like a hard transition going into teen life, you know, because it seems like if you don't quickly make that transition, it's like it's over. It seems like it's over. How do you deal with
that? Yeah, you wake
up
one day and you're like not relevant anymore, and and that's a hard realization to come to. You know, when you're suddenly the phone's not ringing anymore, and the agents are not interested, and it's funny. But that was the moment where I kind of had to look inside myself and discover what, you know, where my really true passion was, and that's what it took me many years. But I eventually got back to the root of the passion, and that's my music.
Definitely, the music is definitely, you know, you're doing a lot of things with the music, and your fans definitely love you. I seen you doing a lot of modeling too. I mean, definitely some hot pics and stuff I've seen and everything like that. I also seen you actually running up on Logo as for Mr. November at one time, too.
Yeah. Yeah. My first quote-unquote pageant.
I definitely checked that out. That was definitely a hot thing right there. And I was like, wow, okay, nice. So... So, like, you know, transitioning from that, you got the music and everything. So I also heard that you had did, like, a little bit of, like a go-go dancer or something like that, a little bit.
Funny enough, I did. Yeah, I've done quite a few odd jobs in my life, and that's probably the oddest of the jobs. But when I was starting to finance my record, and I didn't want to do, like, a Kickstarter, an Indiegogo. I didn't want to ask my friends to donate to make the album possible. So I actually, one of the jobs I did was working as a go-go dancer in the club.
But I bet you made a killer amount of money, you know? Because you could have got my dollars, Blake.
Well, thank you. Yes, I mean, I was able to finance the record from shaking my thing. So.
But that's a good thing. We have to do what we have to do and stuff. So now the project is out now. I know it's a big accomplishment for you, and you did it. Now, what is, like, a lot of the motivation behind the music?
Well, the story of the album is really, it's about my personal journey to sort of empowerment and to sort of being okay with myself and being ready to put my message out there. And so what I'm hoping is that the listener will feel inspired when they hear it. To move forward on wherever they are on their own journey to personal empowerment.
Definitely. And I think you know, you as a person, we've seen you grow up. You know, you went through, you know, different situations of sexuality along with, you know, music, acting, everything like that. And you blossomed into a wonderful person, Blake. And
Well, thank you.
I have to commend you. On what you're doing and stuff with your life, and definitely you're a motivator for a lot of people that are going through transitions in their life, trying to figure out where their place is in life, you know?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And my hope is that I can be a positive influence.
Definitely. Now, what is your favorite song off of the new album? And what's the title of it now?
All right, my favorite song off the new album is called Screaming at the Opera.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a fun dance club track, but it's really about the first experience I ever had with bullies in the first grade. And I was at recess just like swinging on the swing set, singing at the top of my lungs, and I was singing Phantom of the Opera of all funny things. And
yeah.
These bullies came and they were like, "You need to shut up." And they pulled me by the back of the head and smacked my head into the metal railing of the swing set. And it was the first time I had ever been confronted with, like, that moment of something about you is inherently wrong or something about you is inherently different or makes someone else uncomfortable. And so this song, the lyrics of this song are very much my adult and slightly anarchistic response to that moment.
Wow. And we actually have that song here in the arsenal. And we also have a caller from the 917. We'll bring you in a few seconds. Blake, we're going to go to this song, and we're going to come back with you, Blake, and we're going to talk more about just, you know, dealing, because bullying actually is a big thing now, and a lot of people are going through that. So we're going to talk about that in a few seconds, but we're going to go ahead and go to this song by you.
Great. Awesome.
All right. Scream at the Opera.
Je veux crier au l'opéra. Je veux raconter mon histoire à toi ce soir. Looking out, can anyone hear me? Standing out, can anyone see? I came tonight to make you feel better, but first you're gonna help me get free. Impassioned chants were whining rants on demons' ears. The gifts were used, my spirit bruised. Now I'm taking back my tears.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? Thank you.
taught by Brooklyn kids. Us floor rush when the DJ's booming classics. You lead the crew on the baddest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. She frequents deep, fatter joints called underground. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount protection? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocks the light, we sway boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The poober of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that, 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 I'm cool, I'm cool.
Queen be the chocolate, taps on my rap. She innovates after we the cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peacing out. Yes, the change is smart, so I stay hot. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let water get loose. How to consume all the beaches like juice. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The babes will go spastic, hip-hop games are classic. Pin player sharp, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, 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 I'm back in the building. We still have Blake. We're going to come back with Blake in a few minutes and stuff, but we're going to go ahead and go into Lush Varsity real quick and go talk to them because they have a big, big, you know, practice tonight at 8 o'clock. What are you doing, Lush Varsity? What's poppin'?
Hey, Lush Varsity in the building.
Hey, Lush Varsity, how you doing? I had to have you guys live in our, well, us live in, so why wouldn't we have Lush Varsity? You know, it matches, right?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I said, you know, it's best running online, and we have Lush Varsity. Why wouldn't we have you guys live on the building, you know? It matches, right?
Yes.
Definitely. Now, last, before we get into it real quick, because we're gonna do an interview with you, are you gonna shout out to anything like that?
You're breaking up.
Do you have any shout out to anything? Do you have any shout out?
Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, do you have any shout out? Can you guys hear me?
No, it's real static. It's a lot of static.
Okay, try to hang up and call right back, okay?
Okay.
And call right back, and that'll be the connection. Call right back, okay?
Okay, let's call you back.
All right, cool. All right, we had technical difficulties up there with Lush Varsity, but we'll have them back on in a few seconds. So we're back on with Blake. Hey, Blake, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Not too much, Blake. So, Blake, now, Scream at the Opera, you know, definitely a lot of passion, definitely, you know, something different, you know, for the musical ears out there. Why can they check out the new project?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that one more time?
Why can I check out the new project?
The project? The album as a whole, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, the whole kind of concept, the whole way the Time Manipulator came about, it's a little bit of a subtle reference to Back to the Future, one of my favorite movies of all time. And because I love different genres and different periods of music, each song, even though everything on the album is pop, each song has like little flavors of different genres and different eras.
Definitely. Now, if someone wants to check out the album itself, where do they go about to check it out at, Blake?
They can get the album on iTunes or on Amazon. You can also stream it on Spotify. And you can find me at BlakeMacIverOfficial.com, and all the information is there as well.
Definitely, definitely. I don't know if you're following me on Instagram, but I know I'm following you, Blake.
Oh, well, I need to follow you back. What's your Instagram handle?
It's LUSH Radio Online on Instagram.
Perfect. Got it.
Make sure you follow me. I'm going to be super mad. Super, super
I mad. Will. I will follow you.
Definitely, definitely. What's the weather like out there in Cali?
Oh, it's so lovely. Today it's like 85 and sunny.
You suck. I need to be over there where you're at.
Right? Is it bad on the East Coast right now?
It's hot, but, you know, we've had a little rain and stuff, so it's been a mix of weather over here on our side and stuff. But,
right.
You know, we're ready for that warm weather because I'm tired of the rain and tired of the cold. It's just crazy.
Absolutely. I get it.
Definitely. So, you know, if you had advice to give, you know, the youth out there that's trying to get into the industry, or whether it's acting or music, what would it be?
Well, the thing that I would say first is, funny enough, the least successful I've been in the business was when I was kind of trying to become what I thought the industry wanted me to be. And it wasn't until I came to terms with who I actually am and stayed true to myself that I was able to actually have success and make my art. And so the thing that I would say is to just really believe that you have something to give and trust it and follow it and be honest about it, and then you will find your success.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Those words from a wise young man. And now, when you were younger, what was your favorite cereal? When you were younger, what was your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal?
Yes, your favorite cereal.
Oh, gosh. I'm trying
cereal.
To think.
Saturday morning cartoons, and you had your favorite cereal.
Okay, it would probably be Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow, okay, that's a winner. I like that. No, I try to kind of like analyze people depending on what kind of cereal they eat, you know, definitely. I think you're more of an analytical, you analyze people and stuff a lot.
Oh, definitely, yes, I'm an analytical brain for sure.
Yeah, so I determine people's personality from their cereals.
Well, you got it right.
Definitely. Well, Blake, I definitely love you to death, and hopefully this won't be the last time, and I truly appreciate your publicist for setting this up for us. And I definitely want you to come on again, you know.
Absolutely, I would love to.
Definitely appreciate it. And hopefully I get over there to Cali and then, you know, we can hang out or something. I'll buy you a couple
Absolutely.
Of drinks. You know?
Come to the West Coast. Come over to the West Coast.
Definitely. I love you, Blake. And, you know, Lush Radio loves you. And definitely, you know, want you to come back again. Can we get a quick shout-out from you, Blake?
Yeah, absolutely. Shout-out to Lush Radio.
That's what's up. We love you, Blake, and I'm definitely going to hit you on a flip side and everything. Okay, and make sure you follow me so I can hit at you and stuff. Okay.
Will do. And thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Definitely, I appreciate you. Love you, man. Mwah.
All right. All right. Take care. Have a great day. Bye bye.
All right. Thanks. We just had Blake McKeever live in the building, and he's definitely awesome. Love him. He's definitely an awesome person. And we're back again with Lush Varsity in the building. What up, Lush Varsity?
Yay! We're back.
What's up? That's the whole crew, the whole team. Where the pom-poms at, man? Where the pom-poms at?
It's not even the whole crew. It's only like five of us here.
Five of y'all, then y'all turned up all the way.
All the way, all the time.
Definitely, definitely. I love you guys. I love the whole vibe. You know, like I told her earlier, it's Lush Radio Online. Why wouldn't we have Lush Varsity live in the building? You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
Lush,
you.
We got to have you in the building. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Definitely, definitely.
Thank
so,
you.
So, you guys have a different variety of different females on the team. And the other reason why I was drawn to you guys is because I used to dance a long time before I hurt myself in the military. That was my dream as a dancer back in the day. I did modern jazz and tap. And I first seen you guys on Jack Thriller's thing when he was doing the 16 bars. And I was like, oh, these girls are dope. And also my assistant and major camera person over here, Diamond, she was like, oh, you guys need to come. I said, man, I already hit Lush Varsity already, man. We got to have them. Definitely, man. So tell us, to give us a synopsis about Lush Varsity, what goes on, and, you know, how do women get into the group?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the last question that you asked?
Basically, Lush Varsity, give us a quick synopsis of the whole synopsis of Lush Varsity. What is it about, and how do young ladies get into the group?
Well, Lush Varsity comes from the main company called Lush Expression. Lush actually stands for Love Yourself, Stay Happy. It's an acronym. And Lush Varsity is the teen division of our dance department. And to get in, we host auditions. And sometimes, you know, if you have a friend that wants to join, we'll let them come practice. And it's all about tryouts and giving everything you all.
Wow, nice. I might go over there and try to try out too with my big butt. I might fall on my face.
Yeah, and come through.
I'm trying to see if I still got it. You know, if I still got the lushy in me, you know, the little lushy in me or something.
If not, we'll bring it out of you.
Definitely. Now, I know you guys do a lot of, you know, empowering young women, because what's the youngest age to join the group?
14.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you guys perform everywhere, like, you know?
Yeah, we travel to out of state in New York. You know, we're from Queens, but we like to travel and, you know, try to empower women all around.
Definitely. So do you guys hold, like, are you guys going to be doing any conferences or anything like that coming soon?
Well, we're actually going to L.A. and Canada coming up soon. We're going to do the Monster Convention in L.A., and we're going to Canada. And we're also having a mini tour in Missouri and in Pennsylvania. So you'll see us. You'll see us.
When are you guys coming to the DMV?
As soon as we're invited. As soon as you invite us, we there.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. We got to set that up. I'm coming to New York, like, on the 30th and stuff, so I got to link up with you guys and get you on camera, too, when I come up there next week.
Yeah, most definitely. Come through. When you come through, just hit us up, Instagram, Facebook, email. We're going to hook you up. We're going to dance, teach you a 2-count, 3-count, 4-count, 8-count. We got you, girl.
That's what's up, man. I'll be like, hit that nay-nay on them real quick. Lushy style.
We don't bust out with the nay-nay. But you got to get some choreo in. Wah!
Wah! I love the energy and everything like that. Now, what does each girl, do you feel, brings to the Lush Varsity?
You said, what can girls do to get in Lush Varsity?
No, I'm talking about, like, what type of different energy do the different girls bring to Lush Varsity?
Oh, we bring so many different elements in Lush Varsity. We have the goofy, we have the attitude, we have the silly, we have the funny, we have the sad, the quiet ones. We all different shapes, sizes, different colors. It's just that because we are variety, we bring so many different characters.
Definitely, definitely. You guys are definitely awesome. I love the look. I love, you know, I got to make sure I get... Like, I got to find out how many girls is on the team, because I got to get some Lush Radio shirts, send them to you guys so y'all can rock them and take a picture from me, because I like the whole Lush Varsity thing popping.
Yes, most definitely. We got you. Send them those shirts. It's 15 of us.
15? I'm going to make sure I get more than 15, and I'll make sure I get one for the publishers or the manager that was sending me the, you know, the information and everything. Make sure she get one, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. I appreciate you guys. You know what I'm saying? Now, tell us, you know, what are some of the new, you know, people you're working with right now with the whole Lush Varsity? I know you did something with Jack Thriller. How did that come about?
Well, Jack Thriller, actually, we did a video reel. It was for Tiger Song Dope and Nicki Minaj. We did it, and he saw us on Instagram, and he hit up our manager. And he was like, yo, I love y'all. I'm doing this 16 bars or better. I want y'all to be my fly girls. You know how Jack is. So we was like, oh, most death, we in there.
Word. Y'all taking fly girls to a whole new level, though. They ain't ready.
They not ready for it, no.
I wasn't ready.
You got to raise the bar.
Word. 16 bars, y'all definitely doing y'all thing. I'm definitely proud of the movement. Y'all doing a lot of empowerment and things like that, man. Definitely support Lush Varsity. Now, if people want to get at you and stuff, man, how do they go about doing that? What's all the social media?
You can catch us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Everything is at Lush Varsity.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And I Google, they Google boo. They all over Google.
Yes.
Google them. Google them because they Google boo. Yeah.
Damn, we Google boo boo.
Google me, baby.
Well, thank you.
Definitely. I love you guys. Now, for advice for girls that's trying to get into dance or get in the industry in general, what type of advice would you give them?
The best advice you could give anyone trying to chase their dreams is to never give up. That's always one, of course. And two, believe in yourself. You have to stay happy. If you don't believe in yourself, it's not going to happen because you have to do everything on your own. If not, it's not going to happen because nobody gives anything to you. You have to work for it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. And we appreciate you. Make sure you check out Lush Varsity all over the place. Google them. You know what I mean?
Yes,
and
please.
It's all big things. You know,
we are everywhere.
Definitely. You'll be seeing them on the big screen soon, okay?
Yes.
You will be seeing them on the big screen soon. So we definitely love you, Lush Varsity. And we're going to hit you on the
podcast. We love you, too. We appreciate it.
That's what it is.
We
and make sure y'all
all of the
follow
love.
Me back. Make sure y'all follow me back on Lush Radio Online now.
Yes, we will.
If y'all follow me, I'm going to be so hurt inside, like my stomach going to hurt inside.
No.
Real deep. Word. All right. Can we get a quick shout-out to Lush Radio from Lush Varsity?
Yes, I would like to give a shout-out to the rest of the Lush Varsity. First, I want to give a shout-out to Lush Radio 2, our manager, and everybody and everything that just makes anything happy in God. So, yes, amen. We love him.
That's what it is, man. We love you. And I know y'all got to get ready for a big, performance and trials and all that. So I'm going to go ahead
yes.
and
yes.
do it good. I bid you adieu.
We hope to see you in the audience one day.
Definitely, definitely. And parting is such a sorrow. I love you. I love you.
Appreciate it so much.
That's what's up, man. We just had Lush Varsity in the building. You better get hip. If you don't know him, you better get to know him, man. Get with it or get lost. Lush Radio Online. We all the way live. We're going to have your girl Bambi in the building from Love and Hip Hop and Atlanta Housewives. And I think she might have been calling in, but we're going to check in a few minutes and stuff. And then we're going to also have your boy Ty Barnett live in the building. My man is knocking heads back, son. You better get prepared. He got them guns ready for you, and he got an upcoming fight. So we're going to be talking to him in a few minutes, man. You better watch your neck, son. We in the building. Lux Radio Online. You're listening to me. You know, we're live at Deja Vu Records Entertainment. And big shout out to my girl Diamond. Shining bright like a diamond. And we got my girl Sandra in the building. Lush Radio Online. We turned up. And you know what? All them girls is on fire. So this is dedicated to Lush Varsity and all my girls. Girl power. No. Yeah.
She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away.
it's your girl Leslie Les live in the building. So, you know, we had your boy Blake and Kira live in the building, and we had Lush Varsity. And we're also going to have Bambi from Love and Hip Hop, and also from, she was also on Basketball Wives, and we're also going to have your boy Ty in the building. And this man's hands are fast, son. You heard? So he got to fight next week, the 31st. It goes down, convention center. You better get your tickets, man. He's going in. He's bringing in the title, man. He's going to destroy any contenders, man. Because he's pretty. He's pretty. And he's fast. He's going to be in the building, man. And you already know what it is, man. But until we have Bambi calling in a few minutes, we're going to go ahead and run over here to my man, Ty, who's in the building with us right now.
What's up? What's up?
Ain't nothing much, man. Digging in the singing on the gangster ring, the woo-hoo. So, Ty, talk to us, man. What, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs or anything, Ty?
I just want to shout-out the whole DMV and everybody that supports Ty Barnett and my movement I got going on for my promotional company. Much love to everybody.
Definitely, definitely. Now, what inspired you to throw them hands, man?
Well, I started when I was a kid. You know, it's pretty much, it's a family thing.
Okay.
My father, my uncle, everybody, they were all fighters, so that's how I got involved in the sport.
Okay, okay, that's what's up, that's what's up. Now, fighting and everything, like, what does it take to get prepared? Like, what kind of mindset do you have to be in when you're looking at your opponent?
You got to have tunnel vision. You gotta have tunnel vision. You know, it take a lot of discipline to be a professional fighter. You gotta sacrifice a whole lot.
Are you able to even have like a regular life when you box?
Yeah.
So you can do regular things?
Yeah. Not when I'm getting ready for a fight.
Oh, okay.
You gotta know how to separate the two. But I live just like everybody else.
So when it's upcoming for a fight, like your whole regimen of like eating changes?
Yeah.
Now, I heard, like, my homeboy that's out in New Jersey, he, I think he's a welterweight or something, right? And he says, you know, like, when they do the weigh-in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't meet the weight, do they force you to, like, if you have to lose the weight or gain the weight at a certain time?
You got to lose it. Most of the time, if you don't make the weight, your opponent, his camp, they'll try to make you sweat it out. You know, it's on the contract, and you got to come in on weight.
Wow. Will that mess up your money? Like,
if you make the weight, then you're good. But most of the time, they negotiate. If you can't make the weight, you got to negotiate and give your opponent a certain amount of money out of your purse.
Oh, wow. Now, okay, what does training consist of?
Training consists of running 6-7 miles a day, going to the gym, doing your strength and conditioning work, your spine, punching a bag, hitting a focus pad, speed bag, jumping rope. It never stopped.
Wow. What was your hardest fight? Like the fight that, like, one fight you was like, this dude right here? I had to put in that work.
My hardest fight was, the hardest punching fight I fought was a guy from Colombia. He fought on the Colombian Olympic team in 2000.
Wow.
Named Jose Santa Cruz. I'm just one of the hardest punching guys I've fought.
Wow.
I don't think you know how hard he is.
Wow. So, like, okay, like, now the speed bag, like, you practice on your speed all the time.
Right. The speed bag is just mainly for time.
Okay.
You know, not more speed, just for time.
Now, do they have, like, no kind of machine? Like, I don't know nowadays, like, do they have, like, a machine that tests your punches or anything like
that? Yeah, they do, but we don't use them.
Okay. Now, how do you, like you got to practice constantly every day to pick up that speed to make sure your speed is on point, right?
Speed is a gift.
Oh, it's just a gift?
No, it's a gift.
Oh, okay.
Either you have it or you don't.
Okay. So, like, when you're boxing, right, your opponent's in front of you, right, what's the main thing? You're looking for openings?
Yeah.
A lot of times and stuff? So, like, what's your favorite combo?
My favorite punch is the left hook.
Okay.
But I can punch with both hands. I can punch with the right hand or the left.
So why the left hook though?
I get a lot of leverage on my left hook, you know, being that I'm a tall fighter.
Okay.
So, you know, I live bad and die bad.
That's what it is, man. Now, you know, you guys talk a lot of shit to each other when y'all go to boxing and stuff. Is there a lot of that stuff real, or y'all just do it to amp each other up?
It's more for the
audience,
the crowd. You know, me personally, I never got into no back and forth arguments with anybody. So I don't really play too many games.
Okay.
Yeah, inside the ring, outside the ring. So I don't really think too many guys gonna come at me this type of way.
Definitely. What's your favorite thing about boxing?
I love the contact. One on one contact is the one on one sport. No team. You know, if I lose, I blame myself. I don't have nobody else to blame. It just give you that rush. You know?
Definitely. The first time you ever won a fight, what went through your head?
I was young. So I was just happy. Yeah.
Well, when you first realized, like, you was old enough to realize that, you know what I'm saying? Like, your first, like, monumental fight for you.
As a pro?
Yeah.
It was a dream come true. This is something that I dreamt about as a kid. You know, this is a dream come true.
Wow. So, like, can I see a little quick little song? Can I see? Let me see something real quick.
Little quick.
You can throw a little real quick. real fast for the camera. Real quick.
I'm a shy guy. I don't even like to dance.
You shy?
Y'all don't even like to dance?
Know
how to dance.
What else? You know you can do a little two-step. I know you hit the name.
You can't hit the name either.
But two-step, though. Yeah. Okay, we stick with the two-step, then. Might have to throw a song or something, see what he can do. Well, so, like, okay, so the young kids, because I have one of my students, he's actually good. He's, like, he's in elementary school, and he was getting in the box. He's actually good. Mm-hmm. At a young Now, how old were you when you first started?
When I first started boxing, I was 13.
13? Mm-hmm. Okay. But they even start younger than that, right?
Yeah, you just started 8 years old, but you can't compete until 9.
Oh, okay. Now, you know, starting at a young age, what's the difference between you now versus when you were younger boxing?
More experience.
Uh-huh.
The older you get, the more fights you have, the more experience you gain.
How do you gain fights? Because, you know, some people, like, how do you gain the fights? Like, how do you master people up?
On my card?
Yeah, and explain to people cards, because some people don't know what the whole card thing is about.
Well, you hire a matchmaker to match everybody up.
Okay. Does it depend on skill, height, or, like, what does it depend on?
Just weight. And as long as the commission approved the bout, and it's a go.
Okay, now, does it have to be a serious experience fight, or it just has to be somebody in that same level?
Yeah, they got to be on the same level. You know, you can't have a guy
20-0
fight a guy 0-1.
Oh, okay.
Can't do that.
Okay. All right. Now, what's the highest, like, the highest most that they will pay to see a match, like the most that they pay?
The highest,
Lord, you made 72 million. Yeah, I mean, I've seen that, but I'm saying, has there been anything higher than that? Or that's just
that's the highest.
That's the highest 72
million.
Wow. So, like, you know, a lot of, like, Sugar Ray and a couple people came out of the DMV.
Mm-hmm.
What is the mark you trying to lay for, you know, as boxers in general?
You know, we have a rich history of good fighters coming out of the I just want to be on the list with them. You know, I just want to be a legend and go down in history one day. That's it.
Definitely. And besides being a boxer, you also have your CEO of your own company.
Right, right.
And talk to us about that, being a leader, being in the business and stuff. Talk to us about that.
You know, I'm the first fighter out of Washington, D.C. to have his own promotion company, still be an active fighter at the same time. So, you know, I'm just pretty much laying out the blueprint for the guys behind me to follow. It's up to them to follow the footsteps. So.
Definitely. And do you have, like, other, like, younger apprentices that are, like, under you that you train to?
Other fighters?
Yeah.
No, I don't train anyone. You know, I don't have time to train.
I mean, well, they have a camp, I guess.
Yeah, I got a few guys, you know, that fight on my cards in a regular, like, Larry Vizio, a kid that come up under me.
Okay.
You know, Tony McGrew and all those guys. There's no written commitment.
Okay.
You know, but some of my dudes, you know, they loyal.
Definitely. Now, I mean, being in this industry, you know, with everything like music, rocks or anything, it's all a different type of energy, but it's entertainment.
Right.
Is it hard sometimes separating, you know, like, you know how you got your homies and stuff? Do you ever have people that like, man, Courage, you don't need to be doing that? You know, you ever have any, like, separating the homie and the business sometimes?
That's the thing with me. I surround myself with everybody who has my best interest at heart.
Okay.
You know, I don't have a big, large circle.
Okay.
You know, I'm around the same guys I was with going on 2 decades.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm comfortable with my friends, everybody around me.
Well, see, that's a good thing, because some people don't have that, you know. Because as you get older, your circle starts getting smaller and smaller.
Right.
You know, you start seeing that, you know, people start showing their true colors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you definitely, being that this is a mental sport, because you have to put yourself in that mental state in order for you to deal with your opponent, you know, and block everything out, whatever's going on that day, and you got to focus all the energy on that opponent.
Right.
You need to surround yourself around good people, you know, definitely to motivate you on what you do. Now, for the youth out there that's trying to get into the boxing industry, what kind of advice would you give them?
I tell them just follow your dreams. You know, anything you want to be in life, you can be. Anything worth having, you got to work for. You know, it's not going to be easy. I'm going to tell you that off the top. It's not going to be easy. It's a rough sport, but only the strong survive. And if it's for you, then shoot for it.
What's the worst injuries
you
ever had?
In boxing?
Cut. Cut.
But
I noticed a lot of them to get that. Is that like the fastest one you get when you bought the first one that you usually get most of the time? Because it always like gas open.
Man, everybody don't get cut.
Uh-huh.
Like Floyd, his last fight, this is his first time getting cut.
Mm-hmm.
His whole career.
So sometimes it happens and sometimes it don't. And sometimes you can leave without having anything or any bonuses at all. I mean, it's a rough sport. I mean, I like it as a contact, and I like it also, you know, I like football. So I like contact sports.
Right.
So, I mean, it's a adrenaline rush too, right?
Definitely.
You know, you get that punch, and then whatever you were feeling, if you had anger earlier that day, you can let it all out on your opponent and stuff like that, man. So, are there certain foods you eat, like, before you get into a match, certain foods?
Yeah, like, after the weigh-in, I might go and give me a steak, some potatoes, and some vegetables. You know, before the fight, the day of the fight, eat some pasta, things like that.
Those are, like, your favorite foods?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around fight time.
Oh, okay.
But in preparation for a fight, I got a very strict diet, you know, baked fish, salads, and a bunch of light things to get that weight off.
So what does Ty do for fun? Besides, when you're not boxing, when you have a long time, you're chilling, what does Ty do for fun?
I do with everybody else. I like to travel. I like to party. Miami, Atlanta, Dallas, California, I'm everywhere.
That's what's up. Now, I always ask everybody, what's your favorite cereal? Saturday morning cartoon is your favorite cereal you should eat
on. When I was young? Cinnamon Toast.
Eat the same thing that Blake was eating. So that means you're kind of an analytical person. You analyze people a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. But if you wanted to work with anybody or fight anybody, dead or alive, who would it be?
Dead or alive. Right now, I fight anybody in my weight.
Anybody in your weight?
Never really fantasized or thought about fighting anybody from the past. You know, especially the guys that I looked up to.
Mm-hmm. But if you could, if you had the chance to fight anybody dead or alive, and you had that opportunity, and you paid stupid bucks, who would it be?
That's what you think.
You don't know? Okay.
So I don't feel no type of way about
that. It's all good. So, you know, now the other thing is like, okay, with, you know, just on being a CEO of a business, how important is it learning a business in general?
It's very important. You got to go. You got to. attack this thing if your guard's up at all times. You got a lot of people trying to take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn a lot in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned from it.
Mm-hmm.
Putting a lot of money up doing shows and not getting no return. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm a little more sharper. I'm on point.
That's what it is. If people want to check you out and everything, how they go about social media and all that.
You can get in contact with me through Instagram at Ty_Barnett or Facebook at Ty Barnett or Twitter at Ty Barnett KL or email Tyrone925@gmail.
Better call Tyrone. Well, that's what's up now. If they want to get the tickets and stuff, where do they go about getting the tickets and stuff?
You can get the tickets off of my company's website at TopFlightProductionsLLC.com, or they can be purchased at the door.
Okay. Definitely. Make sure you check out the fight, and it's going to be next week, the 31st,
mm-hmm.
at the Convention Center.
Yeah.
So definitely look out. He needs all that support. You know, come out there. And, I mean, he's going to give you a show, baby, a show. So definitely go out there. You know, you're going to feel like you in the ring with him. You know what I'm saying? Like you in a 3D game, and you was moving his hands or something. He's going to put you in the fight. Well, you know what I'm saying? It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We're in here with Ty. Ty, we love you. We appreciate you.
Thank
and definitely, hopefully, this ain't the last time. You know, we have you on the show and everything. Definitely. And definitely big shout-out to my girl, Diamond, for setting up this one. You know what I mean? She always doing a thing. So we're going to go ahead and throw it back to an old joint right there. This is how we do. Shout out to Bahamadia out there in Philly doing a thing. This is for them.
When
old
they pump it in, the Jeeps is going to rock right.
True.
In the streets is going to rock right.
True.
And the show's going to rock right.
True.
Here we go with the butters, boo. You know how we do. When they pump it in, the Jeeps is going to rock right. In the streets is going to rock right.
True.
And the show's going to rock right. Here we go with the butters, boo. You know how we do.
Landscaping and mentally shaping. Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my peoples on the Everdell side. Live like my 93 shit phone vibe. I used imagination like Han Solo. Master like Vic with the offbeat flow. A lady like B in stereo. Rappers way back at the back was super bad disco. Used to do the beat to Patty Duke and Gigolo. After midnights on the weekend. Oh, you remember we 3D with Study B. Enough respect go to a vet money. PFK, Mizzou. Porcelain. You see June, T-Rock ride the court stage. Reads from the bottom, discombobble overlay. Jerome was the great if you was digging in the crate.
When they pump it in, the Jeeps is gonna rock right.
True.
In the streets is gonna rock right.
True.
And the show is gonna rock right.
True.
Here we go with the buddies, boo, you know how we do. When they pump it in, the Jeeps is gonna rock right.
True.
In the streets is gonna rock right.
True.
And the show is gonna rock right.
True.
Here we go with the buddies, boo, you know how we do.
The youngsters be making got the truth down in hip-hop. Man cool luck slipping on the boombox. Bad props, the ruggedness. Lyrical terrorists. Funky rhyming like EBS. Nation with the next news of being jazz fresh. Ease them back and let the hit ya. Rebel town mixer. Murder with the hypnotic blue girl. Back to back, ghetto porn to scratch. Battlestar Galact, cosmic abstract. The first out the limo was the nigga Charlie Mack. Westville represent KD, where's it at? Cause we not taking no shorts no more. You to the rebels of pain and dice roar.
Shall we get it? I'ma get it. Shall we get it?
Like a rock star. Yo, what's up? It's your boy Faheem representing Black Ops Media Marketing. And when I'm online, I'm listening to Lush Radio on Lush Radio Online. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening, folks? This your boy Ghost Rider, a.k.a. Flyboy Fresh, CEO of Good Life Music Group. And right now, we on Lush Radio doing it real big. You heard me? Let's get it.
Get it, man. It's your girl, Lucky Lush, back in the building. So, you know, we had your man Ty Barnett live in the building just a few minutes ago, knocking people out. Check out the fight. It's going down. And we had your man Blake McKeever live in the building. And we had Lush Varsity. So we're waiting on Bambi. Hopefully we have her live on the show. I don't know if we missed her, but definitely shout out to Bambi. We got to call her live on the line on the 202. What it do, 202? What it do, 202? Don't be scared. Cat got your tongue. 202. All right, stay on the line. So a couple of things happened. So, you know, everybody's been laughing about the whole Jay-Z thing. Everybody's had their whole version of Jay-Z and Shallan fighting each other and beating each other up, you know what I'm saying? Jay-Z, you know, he was such a gentleman, I guess, you know, picking up her shoe after she lunged it and threw it at his forehead, you know, and beat him up. We still don't know exactly what happened, you know, what was the source of the argument, but some people say she might be intoxicated. Who knows, you know what I'm saying? 50 Cent has his version and stuff, and, I mean, it's just funny. It's crazy, but, you know, you've never seen them fight. Maybe it's something over B, but I just didn't understand why Beyonce didn't do anything. She just stood there like a trained dog or something. I'm like, is she trained or was she hypnotized? Or she was drunk in love. I've been drinking. Don't eat Jay-Z. I've been drinking. Drunk in love. Come on, man. That was crazy. He was like, ho. This is some shit, if I do say so myself. But it's a girl that she left live in the building. Also, big shout out to all those going through diabetes. Me and CEO underscore Talia, we actually donated to the Stop Diabetes. So it's stopdiabetes.com. Donate, whether it's $1, $2, to the Cure for Diabetes. So definitely big shout out to those people going through diabetes, type 2, type 1. I actually have a friend right now that suffers from type 2. And actually, you can control type 2 with the type of food you eat. And if you keep a healthy life, chances are you can live very long. My grandmother actually died of diabetes, God rest her soul. And definitely, it touches my heart when it comes to diabetes. I remember I was riding on the train, and this lady was having some issues, and I knew she was a diabetic. So the first thing I got her was a piece of chocolate. So if you ever see anybody that's suffering from diabetes and blood sugar is low, either get a small piece of candy or something just so they can get their sugar back up and stuff. Because, you know, you can go into a diabetic coma. So that's just a tip for the day from your girl, Lexi Lush. And type 1s, a lot of them, they have to use insulin. So that's severe cases when it comes to that. And Universal Soul Circus, May 28th. 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have a free event going down in a parking lot of Capitol Plaza Mall. And it's super fun day, all ages. Win tickets, Walmart is sponsoring, free food. This is the day before the turn-up event of the year, opening night, social media night. So go and check them out, get some free food, talk, chat with the people, meet some of the people that perform for Universal Soul Circus. Also, on top of that, you have May 29th, the actual Universal Soul Circus social media night. Your girl, Lexi Lush herself, will be live in the building, and I'll be hosting the Soul Train Line, and I'm going to see what kind of moves you got over there, so definitely check that out. It's going down. Also, Meet Me Mondays was this past Monday. We were able to meet Tiana Smalls that was actually on What Chili Wants on VH1. She's also been on MTV. And she was live in the building, and she actually came and checked it out. And she will also be having her live on the show. And a few big shout-outs to my girl Sandra. Also, there's some things going on 531. There's going to be the Legend of Old School Hip Hop concert is going down, and that's going to be in North Carolina. That's going down soon. So you can actually go get your tickets and everything. It's going to be it's going down the 5th of the 31st, 531st, Tub Rock. There's going to be Houdini, Slick Rick. There's also going to be Big Daddy Kane, Lady of Rage. I'll have more information. Check out the Instagram and stuff for that. And, you know, circles got smaller, but the vision got larger. As you get older, your vision gets bigger, but you have to sometimes cut down the loose ends, and sometimes you have to cut your circle. Also, big shout-out to the young genius that was actually, he was at 6 years old, who attended Oxford University, so we have a lot of geniuses out here. And also, on top of that, big shout-out this past week to CEO Underscore Talia. It was her birthday. She turned 11 years old. Also, another history thing. Did you know that dry cleaning was invented in 1921 by a black man named Thomas Jennings? Thomas Jennings owned a dry cleaning business in New York City, and he was the first black man in the United States to be granted a patent, okay? Granted a patent. So, you know, it's a lot of information. Also, check out J&R Dominican Salon, where you can get all your needs. And if you check out the beautiful flowing hair of your girl Diamond, you see that Dominican shine? Oh, that Dominican shine. You can call them at 301-333-1890. Or you can follow them on Instagram at JR Dominican Salon. Or follow them on Instagram, JR Dominican Salon, located at 1470 Addison Road, South Capitol Heights, Maryland, 20743. And ask for JJ. 7 days a week. And they're the bomb. Check them out. Also, a lot of people that love Once Upon a Time. Once Upon a Time season finale came up, and your girl, Regina, is turning a new leaf. But it's a lot of twists and turns. So all you guys that are into Once Upon a Time, check it out. And it's going down. So your girl, Lexi Lex, live in the building. And those are some of the things that we have in the news. And check out all of the new videos that we have posted up. Lex Radio Online, Deja Vu Records Entertainment. Deja Vu Records Entertainment, we're broadcasting live from here. Also, shout out Emma E2K and everybody that's out there. We were waiting for Bambi, but I don't know what's going on. So it's your girl, Lexi Lex, and we're signing off. And you know what? This is an old school classic. And you know what? I love this song. And big shout out to my man, Dr. Dre. Big. Oh, my God. Where's that music coming from? Where's that music coming from? But big shout out to this is live radio, so things happen. So I gotta laugh on that one. But big shout out to Dr. Dre for being the first black hip hop billionaire. You know, sold his Dre beats to Apple, and they bought it over. I don't know where that music came from randomly, but that's what happens when you're on live radio. And, you know, this is one of my classic songs. I love it. So today was a good day. Ooh, wow. West Coast, West Coast, in the building. So I just want to leave off and say that, you know, life may throw you a curveball, and I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. So you're in charge of the direction it goes, you know what I mean? And just live your life to the fullest. And live your life limitless. Never hold yourself back for the potential that you have in life. Shout out to all my kids out there that are doing their thing. Shout out to all the single mothers, all the single fathers, all the fathers in general that are doing their job. All my camera ladies doing their thing. Team, we keep shooting. And all the people out there that's just in the grind. All my people going through heartaches and anything. Remember, keep your head up. Your girl, Lexi Lush. And for me, today was a good day. Wow. Break.
Another 24. Jacker and Spice, and everything is alright. I got a beat from Kim, and she can fuck all night. Called up the homies and I'm asking y'all, which part are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court and I'm troubled. Last week fucked around and got a triple-double. Freaking niggas every way like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day.